What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 202 of Strong the Iron Will Way, the official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. So for any of you guys that follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you might remember a post I put up as of the time of this recording. It was yesterday, but I don't know when this will be available to listen to. But anyway, it was about how I took my son ice fishing. And I had high hopes for our adventure, and so did he. And we didn't catch anything. We got cold. We had probably an overall, you know, less than stellar experience. It was definitely not a bad experience, so don't misunderstand. But it wasn't great. It was dissatisfying, especially to him. I knew what to expect. But, you know, he's a seven-year-old kid that expects to go fishing and catch fish. And when you fish for 20 minutes... over the ice, you probably aren't going to catch any fish, but it's hard for him to understand that yet. But what, and you know, I took many lessons from this short trip, and one of those I outlined in my post, and also I'm going to put it up as a podcast after this. But another lesson that struck me, we've gone fishing, John and I, my son, a couple times in the summer as well. Here around the house with no success, and once at a house we rented on a lake where this tiny fish were all around the dock, so literally every time we dropped the line in the water something bit it, but they were like 6 inches long. So we've never had a really successful fishing venture. So it's easy to get discouraged when you go out, and you know, as an adult I understand that a large part of fishing is going to be sitting around waiting. But for a kid who wants to catch some stuff, I feel responsible now to actually give him the opportunity to catch some stuff. But what occurred to me is I have no business expecting to catch anything when I go fishing, because I have no knowledge or understanding of what the fuck I'm doing or how to catch any fish. I have been operating as if fishing is just showing up with a pole and some line and a hook and a worm or a lure, throwing it in the water at just about anywhere or any time and expecting to catch something. Right? Now, if you're a fisherman, you understand how absurd this is. If you're not a fisherman, you probably think like I thought, which was, well, that sounds about right. But spend any amount of time online, in a bookstore, in a magazine about fishing, in Cabela's, or any other sporting goods store, talking to somebody who's an expert, and you realize how many variables and how many factors have to be taken into account when you're fishing. So all you have to do is be somebody like me who's a novice and talk to somebody who knows, and immediately you realize you don't know what the fuck you're doing. What are you fishing for? I don't know. Fish. Right? But what specific kind? Don't know. What time of day? Don't know. Doesn't matter. Like, what are you using for? So, I mean, then you start to realize it. You know, I can even realize, like, oh, wow, I guess I have to know what type of fish to determine what type of bait or lures. I guess I have to know what type of fish depending on what time of year it is. What type of body of water? What time of day are they more active? Where are they, at the bottom of the water? Are they at the top? Do they feed here then, you know, in the morning or at night? Is it fall, spring, summer? I mean, there's so many variables, right? That how could I expect to just go in there and throw a line and expect to catch something? But that's what I do, and that's what I've always done. So it struck me that this is how a lot of people approach the gym, right? People somehow think, and again, I've done this when I first started as well, that just by going to the gym and throwing some weights around, doing some machines and doing some exercises, you're going to get stronger and have some muscles. And much like fishing, yeah, occasionally you'll throw one in if you don't know what you're doing and you'll get something. And that doesn't mean that you're doing things right or that you're going to continue to catch something. It means you probably got lucky on that particular day, that particular cast, that particular location. But there's no basis for you to assume this is going to continue. So you go to the gym in the beginning, you just try some random stuff that you see other people doing, that you think makes sense, that you read about in fucking Men's Health, and you'll get a little stronger and you'll get a little bit bigger maybe, or you know, more muscular, but That's just because you've never done anything. and just about anything, push-ups would give you some muscles. But as you go along, you really actually have to know what you're doing. What are you specifically trying to accomplish? What exercises are you going to use? How many sets? How many reps? What kind of weight? How many days a week? So many variables, right? That one cannot ever be expected to be able to do that on their own. Unless you are working with somebody like myself or a coach who has done this for a long time and has experience. So I just want you to think about that. If you've tried a workout program and had less than exciting results, think of yourself as me going fishing. It's not a surprise that you didn't see great results because you really didn't have any idea of how to achieve results. So you're selling yourself short that the gym thing doesn't work. You know, it'd be easy for me to say, ice fishing is a drag, or, you know, fishing in general is just a waste of time. But then all it takes is, again, a few minutes online, a few conversations with people that do it, and I see these amazing fish that people are pulling in and how much people enjoy it and the success they have because they're actually doing it right with some research and some knowledge and some education. So before you approach the gym haphazardly and think that that might work, understand that it's going to require some knowledge acquisition in some way. So that might be hiring somebody, that might be talking to somebody, that might be working out with somebody that knows, that might be some time on YouTube or online researching, but learn about how this stuff works. Understand why you're doing what you're doing, and you'll see much, much more success. And I would say, obviously, like everything, that applies to just about anything. You know, you're trying to market a new business or sell a product or grow a new business, and you don't have any knowledge about how sales, marketing, business works, it's probably not going to work. You really have to know what you're doing. So that's it. Quick one today, guys, but I hope that helps, and you guys have a great day. Talk to you soon.